Staying woke in the Trump era, Apple shareholders reject proposal to scrap DEI programs. By Lucas Nolan on February 26, 2025. Apple shareholders have voted against a proposal that sought to end the company's DEI initiatives, despite growing opposition from conservative activists and President Donald Trump. Many of Apple's big tech peers, including Mark Zuckerberg's Meta and Google, have taken steps to scale back their woke initiatives. Apple shareholders have rejected a proposal put forth by the National Center for Public Policy Research, a conservative think tank, which called for the termination of the company's DEI programs. The vote, which took place during Apple's annual shareholder meeting on Tuesday, comes amidst a backdrop of increasing criticism of DEI initiatives and multiple big tech giants slashing their own DEI efforts. The National Center for Public Policy Research argued that DEI programs pose various risks to companies, including litigation, reputational damage, and financial losses, which ultimately impact shareholders. Stephen Padfield, the executive director of the organization's Free Enterprise Project, emphasized the growing risks faced by Apple in light of President Trump's recent executive order targeting illegal discrimination carried out under the guise of DEI. However, Apple defended its diversity program, asserting that it is an integral part of the company's corporate culture and has contributed to its success as the world's most valuable company. CEO Tim Cook, during a question-and-answer session at the meeting, claimed that Apple has never relied on quotas or targets in its hiring practices, and instead focuses on attracting the best talent and fostering a collaborative work environment. Cook acknowledged that the company may need to adjust certain aspects of its diversity policies as the legal landscape surrounding DEI evolves, but he also reaffirmed Apple's commitment to maintaining dignity and respect for all employees. Despite the rejection of the proposal, President Trump criticized the decision, calling for the complete elimination of DEI rules, which calls a hoax that has been detrimental to the country. Breitbart News reported on Tuesday that Apple's iPhone speech-to-text software sometimes writes Trump when a user says racist. It seems the company is not yet ready to let go of its fanatical leftist ideology. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.